99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Set at the bar, small examples of what not to do. We do this every single day just to give you examples of people who are failing at life just so you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's an update.
It's an update. Great. Yes. Okay, so which story are we concentrating on?
So remember the story of the ghost living in the ceiling of a grocery store in Seattle?
Ghost that was kind of captured on camera, right? Like they saw the dude, but just couldn't catch him.
You're right. It was a guy. It wasn't a ghost. Sorry, spoiler alert. If you can manage to make it through the day without living in the ceiling of a grocery store, then you're doing okay. We were kind of thinking, man, I mean, is this guy homeless? Because like several people who were shopping were like hearing noises up above, and then they
saw
caught him
legs dangling, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then caught him on camera, like coming out and sneaking around and then going back up in the ceiling.
Stuff, yeah.
All right, so what's going on?
The man is behind bars at this hour, and he was getting away for weeks until police finally caught up with him.
Okay.
Where'd they catch him?
Okay.
They say they were called out to Hagen Market in Auburn several times. Yeah. But when they got there, they couldn't find him.
Yeah, that was the thing. Like, police were called out to this grocery store several times. They'd go up and even into the ceiling, they'd be like, I have no idea where this guy is. Like, wow. I have no idea. Like, he was literally vanishing.
He was a master hide and seeker.
Yes.
Take a look. This is surveillance video captured when the store was closed, and you can see him there sneaking around.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, he was wearing masks. He was sneaking around.
Police told us today they don't believe he was actually living in the store's.
Oh, he wasn't.
Wasn't living there.
He didn't set up shop.
Attic area or the ceiling area, but instead using his skills as a construction worker and roofer to come and go as he pleased.
Get out.
So he was a construction worker.
So he had tools.
He knew how to get in. So he shimmied in and he stole about, $8,000 worth of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Caused about 13 grand worth of damage. But the items he stole, top shelf liquor, of course.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Cigarettes.
Yeah.
And expensive wheels of cheese.
Wheels of cheese.
So he is.
So he's kind of like making a little wine cheese party a little bit. I mean, maybe
when you're a baller on a budget.
Yeah.
So here, update for you.
Update. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without, using your skills as a carpenter to break in and cause $13,000 worth of damage to a grocery store and steal wheels of cheese, then you're doing okay.
He's like a construction guy, super villain.
He really is.
Isn't he?
And like, I would have gotten away with it too.
You know what? Well, at least he didn't use a bulldozer to like knock over a wall to get in.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's a little bit more forward and in your face.
Sure.
That is Set at the Bar, guys, on 99.7 DJX.